I'm Doug Doyle with the Art of the Story. Art Meets Jazz. It's the yearly fundraising event of the Montclair Art Museum's African American Cultural Committee that supports MAM's Ben Jones Scholarship and other related arts programming. The committee's producer and co-chair, Jonathan Lee, began producing AMJ 8 years ago in collaboration with WBGO legend and NEA jazz master Dorthon Kirk, with influences from the successful Jazz Vesper series at Bethany Baptist Church. This year's concert at Montclair Art Museum welcomes the Brandy Younger Trio on Thursday, March 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. Doors will be open for a pre-event reception at 6. I spoke this week with the award-winning harpist, composer, and band leader, Brandy Younger.
We'll have Rashawn Carter on bass, Alan Mednard on drums, and we'll be playing lots of the new music from the new album, Gadabout Season. But of course, we will absolutely take care of your Alice Coltrane needs and your Dorothy Ashby needs as well. So it'll be a lot of new music, but some oldies, but goodies too.
Who was the person, the educator, that recognized early on, wow, she's talented. She's got it. She's got it. Who was that person?
I don't know if I had anyone in school that said that. However, I did have some of the most influential teachers. I had a social studies teacher. I had a Spanish teacher who was so dignified, and she would really just sort of lecture us every day in Spanish. Sometimes when she got really mad, she would speak in English to us about how important it is to take your work seriously, how you speak your grammar in English, even though most of it was in Spanish. You know, these lectures every single, oh my God, every day, it just kind of would stick. But she had a major influence. And then it goes without saying, our music teachers, our music wing in our school was our safe haven. We were spending our lunch break in our music teacher's office. You know, literally, they couldn't have a break. They're eating sandwiches and we're in their face. We're playing Sir Duke. We used to have to play that Sir Duke horn line every term. Didn't matter what instrument you played. I was playing trombone at the time. Do you know how hard that is? I was like struggling through it. But I think the music teachers are the ones that really, in their own tough way, believed in all of us. Literally, all of us. And let us know in their way that we could do it, but we have to push harder and push harder and push harder and don't give up and don't wear a do-rag on your head and don't wear sweatpants.
What is the song that you will play on the 19th that will mean the most to you?
That will mean the most to me. Oh my gosh, Doug. We're gonna play the album, the title track of the album, Gadabout Season, which is all about finding joy along the journey of life. Sometimes life can take a dip and it just takes a lot more work to find joy. And so it's really just about intentionally finding those happy moments. So I think that's my fave.
You can get much more about the event at montclairartmuseum.org. You can see my entire interview with Brandy Younger on the WBGO YouTube channel. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.